Chronic fatigue syndrome has been renamed by no less an august body than the Institute of Medicine at the request of various federal agencies. Now abbreviated SEID for Systemic Exercise Intolerance Disease, the hope is that more people will become aware of the condition. Peter Rowe, an SEID expert at Johns Hopkins, who helped craft the new name, describes the reasoning.
What are the key features of this illness? One of them was a profound reduction in the person's ability to do what they had done before. With that, most people have what had been termed post-exertional malaise, which is a bit of a cumbersome term. If you exceed your limits of activity, you will get 2 or 3 days of amplification of all of your symptoms. Much worse exhaustion, terrific difficulty with cognitive fogginess, lightheadedness, pain is worse. People just feel awful.
Rowe hopes the new name is more reflective of the reality of the condition. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.